JJCIA! During the Ras Lila, Lord Sri Krishna, Shyam Sundar, and the Braja Gopis, they came to this place on the banks of the holy river Jamuna. At that time, from dancing very beautifully, expressing their love for one another through so much beautiful dancing and singing, they felt by their own transcendental arrangement some fatigue. So they came here and they took their bath in the very cool and refreshing waters of the river Jamuna. And at that time, in the Jamuna, there was beautiful clusters of lotus flowers, and Krishna and the gopis were amongst all of these beautiful lotus flowers, and they were playing together and singing together and splashing one another with Jamuna's sweet waters. And at that time, completely undetected, Krishna very secretly left the waters of the Jamuna and came to the bank here, and he stole all the gopis' clothes and climbed up and placed them on this tree. And after their wonderful water sports came to an end, they came to the bank of the Jamuna, and they found that their clothes were missing. And Krishna began to laugh with great happiness to see the gopis' dilemma. And then they begged Krishna, please kindly give us our clothes to return so that we can again please you by dancing. And then Krishna returned all of their clothes and they resumed the Ras Lila. So this place is called Chirghat. There is another Chirghat, which is some kilometers along Jamuna, and it is at that Chirghat where Krishna stole the gopis' clothes after they worshipped goddess Katyayani for 1 month. They worshipped her in order to accept Krishna as their husband. And Krishna then took their clothes and would not give them back until they came out of the water with folded palms. And by doing so, Krishna accepted them as his wives, because a woman never stands before any man without proper clothing except her own husband. So in this way, Krishna was always fulfilling the desires of his devotees, and his devotees were always fulfilling his desires. Chirghat ki. And this beautiful murti of Lord Sri Krishna sitting on this kadamba tree illustrates this wonderful pastime of Krishna stealing the gopis' clothes. And the Brijbasis, oftentimes, and pilgrims, they buy some cloth and hang it on this tree as an expression of surrendering their false egos, surrendering their identity to only be Krishna's loving servant and the servant of his servants. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. When I first came to Vrindavan and lived for about a year, every night I was sleeping on the bank of the Jamuna, just over here. If anyone would like to see that place, yes, I can,
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, yes. Rio!
Those of you who do not want to waste your time and see, say Hari Bol. Those of you who want to waste your precious time and see, say Hari Bol. Of course, it has changed since then. That was in 1971 and 72. Now there's all garbages in that area and many hogs. At that time there was only one hog. Now there are so many hogs. But I can try to find the place. Sit on the bank of Jamuna and just see the beautiful moon and stars reflecting off the wonderful waters of Jamuna. And I would pray to Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna to show me the way in which I could serve them and please them. And I would be endeavoring to chant the holy names and then just lay down in the dust and take rest. In those days we were against mattresses and sleeping bags and beds. We would sleep only directly in the dust of Vrindavan. And I only had one set of clothes. So early in the morning when I would hear the bells ringing announcing the coming of Radharaman's Mangal Arti, I would rise and I would respectfully enter into Jamuna's waters with all my clothes and offer my oblations and take bath. And then I would come out and wring out my clothes and then put them back on and then go to Sri Radharaman Mandir for Mangal Arti. And in this way start the day. And again I would end my day wherever I would go, by offering my prayers and chanting the holy names and then laying in the dust of that spot of Jamuna for the night. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he so graciously and mercifully answered my prayers and is now engaging me in the service of all of you. Arrivo.
Arrivo.